little bit of Chicago history. Ebony and Jet magazine were founded by the Chicago-based Johnson Publishing in 1945 and 1951. They were publications basically geared toward the African-American market. The magazines were sold a couple of years ago to a private equity firm, but Johnson still maintained an archive of over 4 million prints and negatives that documented African-American lives throughout 70 years. In April, Johnson filed for bankruptcy. The collection went into auction this past week, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what happened and where those photographs are going with the bankruptcy trustee, Miriam Stein. Hi, Miriam. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So Marian Stein is a partner in a law firm here in Chicago, and she is in charge of the bankrupt estate. And can you tell us a little bit about just a background as what a bankruptcy trustee actually does in a case like this?
Sure. So I was appointed as the bankruptcy trustee, and as the trustee, I'm in charge of assessing what the assets are in the bankruptcy estate and liquidating those assets for the benefit of creditors.
And when you do that, Miriam, do you have to, I imagine that your priority is to get as much money as possible so that the estate can pay off all of the debts that it's incurred. Is that fair?
It is fair. And, you know, sometimes we're able to do that and sometimes not. But in this case, I went in, I've met with Linda Johnson Rice on multiple occasions, met with her staff, assessed what the assets were, and I was fairly certain we would bring in some value for the estate. You know, I just wasn't sure how much we would bring in.
So tell our listeners what happened. It was in the newspaper, but go ahead and tell us who bought all of those photographs and negatives and for how much.
Sure. So the Johnson Publishing was marketing these assets for quite some time prior to the bankruptcy when I came in, and without much success. We brought in an auctioneer, Hilco Stream Bank, and from about May through the time of the auction, which was this past week, we have been reaching out to foundations, companies, high net worth individuals, anyone which may have an interest in these assets, museums, et cetera. And I knew how special these assets were. I knew that the Johnson family had taken such care in preserving the assets. There's about 4 million pictures here that really covered the whole African-American experience in America from the 1940s through 2016. So it was just, I believe it's one of the largest, if not the largest, collection of its kind. And I knew in the right hands we could do really amazing things with this collection. We were contacted a couple weeks ago from the Getty Foundation, who had sent a couple people to come look at the archive. And then in the end, it was a conglomerate of four foundations that ended up buying these assets, Ford, Getty, the MacArthur Foundation, and the Mellon Foundation. And together, they were the highest and best offer for these assets, and their intention is to digitize the collection and make it available for the public, both online and in museums.
Well, that's just what a fabulous thing to do. And for that, what did they pay?
They paid $30 million. We closed on the sale on Friday. It was really exciting that, you know, the archive was sold to the right buyer at the right price. That really value of this archive and saw the care and the attention that the Johnson family put into it, and really saw the potential of what this archive could do for years to come.
Well, you know, it just sounds like a total win-win-win in that you got the most money you could, which is a lot of money that's going to help pay off some of the debts of the company, which is your job and good for you. And it was purchased by these great foundations that are going to make everyone be able to see this stuff for free. I mean, what a great thing that these foundations do. It just I just can't say enough about how wonderful this is.
I know. It was really amazing. And part of, you know, our consideration for the best buyer for these assets was what they were going to do with the assets. And we talked a lot, my team talked a lot about, you know, what to do if one party was going to pay more versus another party that was going to pay less but make it public. And the fact that we were able to sell it to a buyer that married the two with the highest price and the best use of the archive was just such a fantastic win and outcome for this case that, you know, we were pretty amazed and certainly very pleased.
And Miriam, it's just from your standpoint, I would imagine being part of kind of this historic preservation, if you will, of amazing African-American history. I mean, you're kind of part of it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. I mean, I've been doing this trustee work for quite some time, and this has been the most rewarding case that I've been on. My counsel, Neville Reed, is also a bankruptcy trustee, and he would agree that this is probably the most rewarding case that we've worked on. We're continuing to work. We still have assets to sell in the bankruptcy case, but this was by far the largest asset and certainly the most well-known.
So can you tell our listeners just a little bit about some examples of types of photographs that were sold at this auction and that will at some point be made available to the public?
Sure. So the archive is archived by subject matter. So it's alphabetical by person and by general subjects that the photographs cover. And it's an amazing collection that covers both the politics. So you have Malcolm X pictures and you have Martin Luther King pictures. You certainly have the Emmett Till pictures, which just very moving and incredible to see. Then you have, you know, just the opposite side of the spectrum. You have celebrities. You have Gladys Knight, I saw, Aretha Franklin, Sidney Poitier. You've got, and then you have athletes. You know, there was a whole Michael Jordan collection, obviously, you know, close ties to Chicago, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Muhammad Ali pictures. It's just amazing. I mean, we went into the collection, and I brought different people at different times, and everyone had their special box that they wanted to look at, you know, by person or by subject matter. And it just, you know, what can I say? It was breathtaking, and it continued to be amazing every single time I saw it.
Well, that's a great result. I'm very happy to hear this, and thank you for joining us and talking about this. Miriam Stein is a partner at Chuhak & Texan. Thank you for joining us, and congratulations on a job well done for not only your client but also for the city of Chicago and actually for the nation. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, and thanks for joining us on your trip.
All right. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.